This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
So, I'm like, do you want to see the den? Like, you know, like, oh, yeah, sure. And like, we walk in there, and I can tell that she is like, very struck by it. She's not reacting at all, like, and like her face is
not
like
verbally,
so,
yeah.
So frozen that it's like, oh, you're putting so much effort into like not showing how
just controlling yourself. Yeah.
Yes, how much this is connecting with you. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, it's okay. Like, you could take your shoes off and feel the rug if you want. And she's like, no, like, that's okay. I'll leave them on. And I'm you don't want to feel it with your hands. You don't want to like get like the rug is so the curls are so tight in this den. It's like Italian marble.
But we're so repressed in our society where everyone has to pretend that they don't want to take their shoes off and feel the rug under their feet, especially this rug, which is, as you said, it's practically Italian marble.
It's like the effect of the tightness of the curls. They're like imperceptible. They're so like harshly.
You cannot
restrained.
Distinguish one from the other. And honestly, if I didn't know that it was a rug because I was with you when you purchased it, I would think it was Italian marble. And when I walk in, because I know you, I love you, we have been partners in this venture for so long. You know, my Crocs were flying out the window before I got halfway past the
kicking
threshold.
Kicking them off like you're in like seven brides for seven brothers.
And the freedom, and the freedom charms were popping off of all the sill and everything was shooting every which way because I couldn't wait because I feel so free and loose around you. But the woman you had in your home is just like just in this straitjacket we call society, isn't she?
And it's like, you're selling this. So, like, you need to understand, like, you need to communicate the specialness of it to others. Like, I'm not sure I'm, like, working with the right person. Also, like, she was weird. It's so sunken, obviously. And more so, I really every day. And so now you kind of have to, like, hang off the side. You don't fall in, but you like hang off the side and then you like release yourself and you sort of drop in.
Yeah, I'm able to sort of slide down there, you know, because there is a nearly imperceptible incline
in the wall. Yes.
And
you can slide. Yeah.
So I'll just flat back against it and like dig my heels and then I'll just straighten my legs out and shoot down to the floor.
Yes. And the wood has got so Jessica, I'm looking at your wood situation here.
Yeah.
We're checking out yours.
I'm counting the knots. I see. Let me see if that's something on my screen. So that wasn't a knot. I'm counting four.
Two, three.
Knots.
I'm getting four as
Are
well.
Are we thinking of
four.
Getting any more? In this den.
Could we go knottier?
We're basically
knottier...
We're basically nothing but knot in this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In the paneling in this. In this den that I'm working with.
You're
okay.
Hayes is naughty by nature.
Yeah.
Naughty. There you go. Listen, can there be too many knots? I don't think so. These knots, by the way, are from Don Knotts' era when he was really, you know, his prime. Because all of these cabins, and I'm in my cousin's summer house in New Hampshire, these were all built in the 70s, early 70s.
Wow. Where's our
some
scared...
vintage Don Knotts? Yeah.
I was told that we'd have more knots than an Eagle Scout when we walked into the Zoom with you.
Where's our Don?
Where's our Don?
For 2022. Where's our guy who's like going to like he's going fighting in the Tomorrow War? I guess it's Mike Mitchell.
We could use a Don.
Poor Don Knotts though. That character would have been canceled immediately. Like, can you imagine?
Being too scared?
For being, well, for that, I guess so, but wasn't he always, wait, was he hitting on Chrissy and Janet? I can't really remember if he was a sexual predator in his own way. I think he sort of was. He was definitely homophobic. I know that.
You know, I don't want to spend too much time on it because I think we will cut it. But I, you know, I would prefer that we cut it. So I don't want to talk about it for the whole episode.
I want to figure out, let's just talk about, like, this is great. Like, this is really working. It's fun. Like, we have, like, as soon as the red light goes on, like, we can get there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
What we... I'm so embarrassed to, like, even ask this, but I do want to be that your show is about being vulnerable and, like, transparent about this stuff. The deep dive that you host with June.
Mm-hmm.
The show is working great. You agree? Our great. Show.
Yes, absolutely.
Everything from, like, beginning to end that the audience hears is mm-hmm. special. It's like valuable and like different like
and
monetary
chemistry
and it just feels easy.
It feels easy breezy.
Yes
cover mm-hmm. girl. Yes
it's
beautiful.
Before, it's the off screen. It's off screen that quite honestly I almost faked that I was frozen to say that I didn't get connection in New Hampshire and that I couldn't do this podcast because
it's a disaster.
Beforehand it was as if you guys don't even know each other. Like and that you actively dislike one another.
Yes.
The awkwardness between you two.
Yeah.
For sure. Mm-hmm. For sure.
The everything before the show and what happens after the show will also be like that. I just want to warn
yes.
you.
It when will we, also the, be a the disaster. Second we stop rolling, it is horribly painful.
And awkward. Mm-hmm. Yes. And that's
awkward,
and I think
and the and sniping that, and the little comments of like, did you really mean to say that what you said during the show? Just like the
one-upmanship
and
yes,
mm-hmm. the competition that is
oh
so
my God.
Ugly,
yes,
ugly, ugly, ugly.
It's ugly, and I'm so glad you guys can talk about that honestly because that is being vulnerable to say to the other person, you know, you hurt me with your small talk.
Yeah,
because that's not what it's meant to do.
No, I my understanding is that it shouldn't, but I don't know any other way.
Right.
It was not modeled for me. These were not the models of my childhood was that
That's
you
right.
just make small talk and it's not mm-hmm. some sort of death battle wrestling match,
Barb.
You know?
Right. Nobody in a small talk exchange, and again, I have coined myself an expert. June has been very aggressive in saying nobody has told Casey Wilson and I that we are experts. We have self-named ourselves that. But in small talk, nobody wins, but everybody wins. Does that make sense?
That's so beautiful, and it's so outside my experience. Of course, small talk.
Right.
Was a fucking knife fight.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. A knife fight in a phone booth.
It was more of the beat it. It was more of the beat it video.
That,
but not as
that
fun.
That was our small talk. Yes.
Yeah. Just gripping,
chains,
gripping arms.
Guns.
Yeah. And then bouncing about. So yeah, anything. I would love to help you guide you guys, you know, because also like, you know, in Hollywood, small talk is everything. You know, a lot of times you'll go to a meeting and that's all you're going to do. You're going to do 45
minutes of
small
talk. Oh, and you're lights out. And you're lights out. And I've noticed you're unbelievable at small talk. The show I don't always enjoy.
Right. You but know, our small talk you love.
But the small talk, the stuff before we roll is like,
it's gold.
It's smooth as silk.
It's gold.
Yeah. I don't even realize I'm being handled.
Right. Well, I handled you. I handled you big time. If you noticed, I did not even have both of my earbuds in before I heard you say one word. Pet.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I jumped in immediately. I said, what's going on? What's going on? Now, I don't want to get too personal, but I said, what's going on? And then immediately I'm connecting with you.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you,
it's true.
I've been through this. I feel you. You felt seen, right? Immediately. Mm-hmm. That's just from the word pet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But being jealous of a pet that lives across the street that you like see
has no, my neighbor, place. my neighbor, me. No, yeah. No, we could get personal. We could get personal.
Okay.
Let's get personal.
Okay.
No, if my comfortable with neighbor that. Has a pet. I didn't know that was even allowed on our block. I did call the block captain.
I did say we're doing pets. It's not an HOA. It's not like a, you're not, you guys aren't connected, your dwellings. It's just a block of separate buildings. Mm-hmm. And you guys have rules.
Well, there was sort of, I guess, an unspoken rule.
He certainly thought that they did.
Which I didn't speak it. No one else spoke it. And then suddenly somebody shows up and the first thing I see is the leash.
Right.
And at the end of the leash, I'm going
just following is that there just leash some, down.
Yeah, I'm tracking it all the way to the bottom.
Right.
And at the end of the leash, there's this beautiful Russian tortoise.
Wow. Oh, and what is this? That's a cry for help from that owner. What
I
kind
certainly
of attention?
Cried for help.
Right. Right.
I said, help.
Tortoise.
Get me the black captain.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because that's a pet too. That especially thing's going to be here 100-150
yes.
years.
And especially with everything going on.
With everything,
especially
with all
now.
The unrest. Like, yes. Not now. Yes. Also
like
because,
right now with Russia too.
Forget
yeah.
It.
Wow. I mean, that person, well, honestly, and here's where I'm coming from.
Get a
for
Ukrainian
me,
tortoise.
But listen, it's too soon for that kind of humor. But what I'm thinking about is that tortoise. Nope. That tortoise is such a wonderful entry to small talk. So you're seeing it as a jealousy or you're seeing it as a violation. But for me, I'm like, oh, you've got a tortoise. It's just like an improv, right? Where someone's going to say something that's a little odd and then you're
yes,
going to the strange
perfect.
Thing
yes.
and you're going to jump on that thing. Someone's got a tortoise. I mean, that work's been done for me because uh-huh. I'm saying, oh, my God. When did you get it? How long does it live? Where is it from? You know, and oh, what does it eat?
Right.
You know,
nice now we have, shell, asshole.
No, again, you're never going to want to insult it.
This is
you're
my own.
What about
it.
Like,
this is making it aggressive, isn't it?
No, you're never going to want to
nice
say
fucking shell,
like
asshole. Mind if I shuck it?
Okay. You're never going to, first of all, you can't shuck a turtle.
No, I don't know
if
what
you've
that
ever
means.
Tried it. You'd, if anything, you'd have to shake it to get the turtle meat out because
no,
there's
I don't
no
know.
Way.
Yeah.
You would not be able to pry it apart. It's stronger than bone.
Well, no,
what
they
do
would
you
say
do?
That to me. Now I'm on the defensive, you know. And
you're never
going to
want to talk about cooking a pet. You never want to talk about cooking or shucking or maiming in any way somebody's treasured pet. That's going to put the iron curtain to talk about Russia down on that small talk exchange.
Too soon.
Okay.
Kind of
let me write that.
What do you do physically? Because like, you know, Sean, I was there of course, because Sean had run out of the house and I'm just
right.
like watching him go and his choice to kind of like nudge the turtle along with his foot. Like,
don't ever touch a
kind of
no.
scoot it along the side. But then, what do you do? You know, if you're not,
yeah. What
like,
are you? What was I supposed
what's
to
the
do?
Physical because, action.
The thing is, fucking. I mean, I know it's a
big.
Cliche at this point. It was very slow.
Well, what was it doing on your
move
sidewalk?
It, Buster.
First of all, I will say this: you don't own that sidewalk. That's city property. So I know you guys have had these rules, this little city
yeah.
state. You guys aren't Monaco. You know what I mean? You can't come up with your own, like that guy has every right to walk
yet.
That turtle. Okay. Again, I don't know where you're living. It sounds like a very, you know, exclusive part
Seanico.
Of those. Seanico. Is that what yeah. you're calling it? Okay.
That's what the, yeah, that's what's at the top of the paperwork.
Are you the block captain?
I aspire to be, and I'm something of a block co-captain at this point.
Okay.
He's giving the block captain, he doesn't listen, we can talk about this. He's
okay,
giving the
yeah,
block captain a lot
nervous.
Of tests. He's trying to kind of like prove to the rest of the neighborhood that
I
this
see.
Ain't working. So
I
we got,
he's lost
there's an animal out here.
Bit. Yeah.
You know?
The guy was a great, great block captain. For a
right.
very long time.
Okay.
He got some kind of surgery, I think.
Captains
that, like,
get comfortable. Yeah. He got,
right.
yeah. He said it was on his foot, but it doesn't account for the personality difference I'm seeing, where there's just a leniency.
The pandemic has taken a toll on a lot of us, you know?
Yeah, on everybody.
Well, it's also
You're
sharpened.
Not the only one in a pandemic,
it,
you
it's
know?
It's sharpened some of us, you know? Yeah. So let's...
Absolutely. Absolutely. Some of us are coming out on top, you know?
Someone like Sean, who's been, like, studying the blade for the last 2 years.
Right, that's right. Training.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
He's been in the dojo.
Yeah. No, you lock me inside, I start doing push-ups.
Right. But what I feel like you guys are coming to me about is, you know, you need to come into the dojo of, you know, how to interact with strangers, you know, in a more friendly way.
Well, yeah. And you can't, you know, I've learned as Block co-captain, soon to be hopefully sole captain, that force is always not always the best first option, and that sometimes you can sort of guide people to your way of thinking with some artful small talk, which you obviously, you know, were doing with me before the show. I didn't even realize I was being handled.
You were being handled. But and when I say that, I mean, I wouldn't physically touch you, though, until
I've heard that a lot.
Probably. Probably never. I'm going to never.
She said.
And then she said it again to make sure you'd heard it the first time. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm never going to physically touch you in a small talk.
No, you'll hit him with the hezzy
scenario. Okay.
Get him in the air.
Yeah.
One pump fake and go.
Yeah.
Right?
No, no.
Dream shake.
Yeah.
You got to make sure that people don't think that you don't want to threaten them in any way. And sometimes
I always do it with funniness as well, though.
Like, what do you mean? Give me an example of that.
Well, something like nice shell, asshole, you know?
And then kicking it? Like, you kick somebody's turtle?
It was not a kick. Please.
Nudging it along with his foot.
Leg straight the entire time.
Yes.
Heel making contact first.
And then pretty fast.
And doing a little hop with my free foot. So it was sort of like, it was a humorous in appearance, sure.
And how did, and well, then the proof is in the pudding. How was it taken? What happened after you did that? When you touched his turtle shell.
The police called the police. You missed a step,
which is the guy, the turtle had gone into his shell and the guy like picked up his leash and swung the shell
and used
around.
It as like a nunchuck type of situation.
Yeah.
Closer to like a morning star, but okay. Yeah, same general concept.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So that's that really
nunchuck
escalated
would be
fast.
Two shells.
Oh, okay. Got it. Guys, I haven't seen Blade and I never will. So this isn't a masterclass on Blade. So I don't know if that's...
We studied the Blade.
Yeah. Is it the Blade?
We studied the Blade 2. We studied the Blade Trinity.
The character's name is called the Blade, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm never going to see
the Blade Trinity, Ryan Reynolds, Jessica Biel.
Mm-hmm. Well, that actually is a dynamic duo, so maybe I will see it. But both in their physical prime. Mm-hmm.
Sean was hit in the butt.
Okay. Well, you're lucky because you were running away. It sounds like you ran away the moment you
see. Oh, the second,
that's right.
Well, you know, that's actually a really big part of small talk is knowing when you need to pull the ripcord.
Because
sometimes what will happen is, now we always say, Casey and I say, you go shallow to go deep. Mm. Okay? Mm. So a lot of people think that small talk is a waste of time. Because they're like, why are we just skating on the surface when really, like, I want to have a meaningful, deep conversation? Well,
that's me.
You like a deep conversation.
Let's get in there.
Great. Mm-hmm. Great.
And
so,
that's very
get rid of
sexual.
The bullshit. You know what I mean?
Very sexual?
That's what it's all about, right?
No.
Let's talk about it.
That's what we're actually thinking
about. We're all
about,
doing
you
it.
Know?
Okay.
Hey,
so,
man.
So sex... Okay, that's a more, I wouldn't do that if you were a novice small talker, because again, that can seem threatening. Mm. Or you don't want ever in an interaction for people to think you want something from them, because that puts them on the defensive, okay?
Okay.
That's why we're going to stay in neutral
areas. I say at the beginning, first
areas.
Of all, I'm not here for sex.
Nope. Okay. If you say the word sex in the first line of any conversation, somebody's going to be on their defense. They're going to think that person's a psycho.
Because it's too formal, right?
Okay.
It's no.
You go, hey, how you looking to fuck, homeboy?
Nope. Okay. again, even words like homeboy, like we're pushing limits that probably shouldn't be pushed in the first couple. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're small talking with someone at a party and it's going well, mm-hmm. and you bring up something more universal about men and, you know, men and women and, and you
more
know, married life.
Sex. Okay.
Wait, what did you just say?
More universal something than more sex. Universal I'm just kind of struggling sex. To like, you know, just.
No,
like,
I'm saying you could music. Bring up sex. You okay, could bring up sex, but it have to be very general.
Got it.
Like between two women, you could maybe work in a, I mean, who has the time for it or something? If you're too tired,
moms. Yeah, a guy
moms.
Takes forever to bust. Yeah.
I'm sorry, what? No, we never bust.
That's what you said.
No.
You said, no. Who has the time for it? Dude, takes meant, forever to bust.
No, no. I wasn't. So you never want to give a sentence that has them imagining you getting ready to bust or taking a long time to bust. I'm talking about who has the time for sex. Well,
in
general.
This case, you're imagining the, your husband. But
no,
I, but
again,
point take it because it's not.
So I would say for
you,
you guys,
taking forever
and yeah. Sean getting ready to do, you can't even imagine it. So
I don't want to. Again, just like the blade, I don't want to imagine that. I never will. So what you I can't. Would say for you guys, because really, like you're remedial, like. Mm-hmm. You need to stick to topics like the weather, a holiday coming up, you know.
But the weather's so shallow, you know.
Again, like I said, shallow to go deep. Like if you then get somebody comfortable, then maybe you could start sharing some actually deeper, you know, experiences. But you need to start small.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Not to me, I want this so bad.
And I can tell. And that's also, it's good for me too, because we're in the writing stage right now of writing this book about how to small talk, the art of small talk. And I need people like you who are like, you know, really like you've been raised in the woods. Like you're like Nell. You don't understand the English language. That's how bad you guys are at it. And that's good for me to try and help you guys.
Hollywood Handbook. This week on the Patreon, the boys drop another memorable pro version, Carl and Hassan discuss their experiences at barbershops, and the Flagrant Ones release their 200th episode with a very special guest. Check out all these bonus shows at patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Hollywood Handbook.
Hey gang, looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math, I had 5 million each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys, rocketmoney.com/theboys.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hollywood Handbook.
This, and maybe Kevin, you can actually like try to pull it up just to show what we're working with. So we had the musician Kurt Vile on recently.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
One of our favorites, big fan. And he went on another podcast, and we worked very hard to like do a good job with the small talk before. So what you're pulling up is the other podcast, Kevin. And where like it was like really clicking.
Yeah, okay.
And like we did like a lot of the sexual stuff, but it was like going great.
Okay. Yeah. And
I'd have to hear was it
like,
just to be.
And he actually was enjoying it so much that he like kind of just sat back and watched the show. Like he didn't even really feel that pressure to contribute that people sometimes do in a conversation where he was almost like, you know, you guys just go because I'm enjoying.
How could I just ask, like, how was he showing his enjoyment? Like, how did you know he was
silence.
Enjoying himself?
Silence.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because some, you know, cause in most of the world,
like a reverent silence.
Irreverent.
Yes, like awe. Like, wow, I am witnessing some really primo small talk right now. And I don't even want to, you know, mess up the flow by chiming in. So that part felt great.
And he was leaning back physically. So sometimes when you get a cue that someone doesn't want to maybe engage in small, is when they physically remove their body from this or lean back. Or
and not only was
their
he doing
body
that,
away.
Not only was he doing that, he started looking around the room like, is anyone else seeing this? Like, am I the only one witnessing this achievement in small talk? Like, he wanted
finding another witness would make it real, you know? Like,
yeah,
I see.
Like,
I see.
Am I going to remember all of this? Like, I need more of an audience, a community to
right.
share,
yes.
this, moment
to share
with me.
This moment with. Wow. Yeah. Okay. Well, I would obviously need to hear exactly what you guys were saying to see if that was exactly the what
well,
was
Kevin's
happening.
Sharing.
Kevin's got a clip of him on another podcast.
Computer sound. And it's a more popular podcast.
Okay.
So this
is
like he went on here afterwards and this is his description of
sort of like
how,
bolstered by the media.
Yeah. And we love Kurt.
Very impressive background.
Yeah, this is top
and it
tier.
It looks like you're doing something good over there in Pennsylvania.
This over here was used against me. I did one of those podcasts called Hollywood Handbook. You know that thing?
We've done Hollywood Handbook, and Hayes has been a guest on the show.
They got me good.
They got you good in what way?
you know, maybe this is supposed to be a secret or something, at least in the podcast, but that the description was, oh, they're supposed to be just some Hollywood assholes and just play along.
Sure. Uh-huh.
So I did play along, but I didn't know, nobody told me they'd be Hollywood assholes to me. You
know? That is a difference. That's a kind of important fact to leave out.
So they were like just dissecting my lyrics and using them against me. And then they used, at the very end, they were like, what's that up there? And I was like, that's the Oxford English Dictionary. And they're like, well, maybe you ought to use that next time you try to write some songs. Bye. And then they hung up on me.
Really?
Yeah. And at one time, I said, shut up at one point, because the characters were so mean that I was just like, I was just trying to play along. But don't get me wrong, I'm glad I met them. They were nice before and after, but still, I don't know. It took me 2 days to recover.
Yeah. 2 days you were kind of plotting your revenge, maybe.
Not even.
See?
Okay,
so it was the work we put in on the before and after, as you heard him say, it went amazing.
The before and after the show, he actually thought we were really nice guys, you know, and he was glad he met us.
Yeah.
Right, and then you really got him on the show.
Well, we had, no one's trying to get it, we had just used up
all the things.
Yes.
We're afraid. So we're, you know, we thought, because we had been wanting to improve the small talk before, you know, before this, we've been talking about, let's make it better. But then we go, well, then when we go to do the show, we're all out of good shit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, certain people can, you know, have enough energy to go one, twice, three times in a row. You know, you guys
from the person who doesn't want to talk about.
You got good shot in you is what it sounds like. And so you've got to either build up your stamina, okay, and maybe think more about the other person than just like what you guys are getting out of it, you know?
I'm like Kurt. I need a few days to recover.
You and your tired mom friends acknowledge, like, no one has the time for this anymore.
Well, it sounds like you really like hurt his feelings, you know,
absolutely,
and that's not ever what we want in a small talk situation, you know, because
that's great to know. That's helpful. Okay. Finally,
I'm going to take that down.
Being insulted, like you insulted him, that thing about the Oxford Dictionary, like that's really tough, you know.
Yeah. That was so
If I were small talking with a musician, I would ask, like, hey, you know, like, what? Oh, I love that song. First of all, complimenting is a huge thing for small talking.
Okay.
Because it's always good if there's a
power
dynamic.
But then when I said nice shell, asshole, to the tortoise, that... Well,
again, you're sending all sorts of mixed messages. Because you're complimenting the shell and yet kicking it and pushing it along.
I'm not kicking it.
And you called it an asshole. You know, and it was hard to know, like, are you talking
term
to the owner?
Endearment, you know.
Yeah. But at any rate.
But I said, nice shell. I lead with nice shell, which is a compliment. So it's just.
And that is great.
You're sending mixed messages. It's like, I'm sending mixed messages, but that's what I'm getting from you.
No, you're absolutely right. You said nice shell, and that would have actually been a wonderful entry if you hadn't followed it up with asshole or kicking it.
Great.
You know,
great.
I mean, listen, if I was talking to a musician, I'd say, oh my God, I love, you know, tell me something I don't know about, you know, songwriting, or like, how did you come up with that song, or is there an inspiration behind that?
So,
or
I have
did you
tried
meet your bandmates?
And they're always like, I'm doing a show or whatever, and it's like, yeah, I'm trying to talk to you about the show. Like, I'm trying to show interest here.
Are you in
you
the audience?
I mean?
Are you screaming it
Not
out?
Not anymore. I climbed up.
Okay.
I'm trying to show. Like, hey, I actually appreciate what you're doing. And I have questions.
I'm the guy that gets it. Like, whenever I'm at one of these shows, I'm like, I'm the only one among all these fucking chumps who actually gets what they're trying to do. Let me get up there and dig in, help them teach the audience, like, something, like you said, that they don't know about songwriting.
Right.
So I try to get up there.
And you can see how much
somebody here who actually, you know, is on your level.
How much effort I put climbing up there, you show... Like really how interested I am. The elastic on my shorts is kind of like coming down a little bit from the friction as I'm scrambling up there. Nobody's helping me.
Right.
Right.
And
all the other
they're actually like doing the opposite.
Yeah, you getting tased, I bet. I mean, I bet there's a couple security that are scrambling to get you down from there. That's their job.
And somehow the effect of the taser is just my shorts coming down even more. I don't know why.
So you're now standing pantsless on stage.
Shorts.
No, they're hanging. They're not pantsless. They're hanging off one of my feet.
Okay. So you're dragging your pants. And what I would say to you guys always is, you know, while you're kind of dipping your toes into the small talk world, see what the result is, the cause and the effect. Mm-hmm. If you're landing in jail, if you are rendered immobile by a taser, that's probably not something we want to repeat.
Something went wrong, either on their end or mine, yeah.
Then probably yours, if you were the initiator.
Yeah, but not, you know, we don't want to generalize and go like, oh, it's always on me that I'm ending up.
Of course not. No, it's a dance. It's a very delicate dance. It's a very delicate dance.
Everybody, you know, has to learn. So in a, this is actually helpful. I'm glad this came up organically. So in a small talk situation, if someone says small talk.
In what
sense? If the purported expert says small talk.
Did I say that?
Do I pause and let them reset?
Wait, did I say small talk?
It doesn't matter who
forget it. Could have been me, could have been you.
No,
again,
but if
I don't want to
Listen, guys, I'm writing a really serious book, so if I said small talk, I want you guys to edit that out. Okay?
Okay. So Kevin, just Kevin, we could do is go back through and I don't remember who said it, but if someone said it, would telling them, I guess you're saying it would be helpful to inform them.
No.
Because then they can.
If we're in a small talk scenario, did I just say it again? God damn it. It's this heat. I'm in this New Hampshire heat and I feel like my brains are melting.
Oh my God.
New hot, sure.
If you're in a small talk situation and they keep saying it, you actually don't. That would be an unusual thing that would actually be embarrassing if you pointed it out. So you would actually want to let that go. It's more like
just
something.
Just edit it out.
Yeah, like somebody decides to have a turtle, they're asking four questions about the turtle. So I feel okay about that. If somebody has a speech impediment, possibly, or they're having a stroke, you don't want to, you know, bring attention to that unless you need to seek medical attention.
Here's one. What if they have something in their teeth?
Do I have something in my teeth?
It's not about who, like.
Well, now I have to check. Do I have something in my teeth? I was just eating a fig bar.
To me, it looks like cocaine.
Okay, listen, I'm with my parents right now. Okay, and I'm.
Everybody needs
we
to
all
got to
do. Yeah, we all got to do what.
To get through, okay, you know, a little time of
whatever way I have to. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So it's.
Don't talk to me until I've had my, you know. Yeah, not before I've.
Have my bump.
Eaten my. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway. Fat so yeah, you want to make sure you don't make that person feel uncomfortable in any way. So no, I wouldn't say anything about the teeth. I would just keep going unless it's, you know, you could pause at some point to say, I'm so sorry you have a little something. But then they have to like put
what if it's a bee about
mouth.
To sting them?
Yeah. Let them know for sure. And then you can have small talk afterwards. Oh, my God. Thank you so much. No, these bees are crazy. Anything else you know about, you know, it's funny, like I heard that bees were endangered, but what are they up to here? They don't seem very endangered. Exactly. You know,
and don't try to lead into sex. Yeah. Don't
know,
try
again,
to.
Again, I don't know how you'd make that leap. It sounds like you guys
birds
are just
of the bees,
trying
babe.
To shoehorned it. Wait, what?
Birds of the bees, babe.
Birds and the bees. Okay. Yeah. Again, like I just feel like.
Most natural thing in the world.
Especially in this. Is that the your music. Don Knotts impression? That was strange. That voice was. Had a very Don Knotts-esque.
When it's my Don Knotts impression, you'll know it.
Okay, was that it?
Again.
If you have to ask,
that's it.
You can't afford it.
Honestly, that's it. You were like, you literally sound so much. I would love for Kevin to find a clip and just put him back to back.
He did. He just pulled up a clip from a podcast.
And I'm going to have him put.
And I got to make all these edits with the small torque.
Oh, I knew this was a mistake.
We're out of tokens.
Kurt File did text me to say, whatever you do, do not get on with these assholes. And I should have listened to him. And I just thought I'd give you guys another chance. But
I think we've gotten some good advice that will help the next time Kurt File hopefully comes back or anyone.
Sound like he'll be back. I mean, do you guys have many repeat guests that isn't John Gabris?
That's another thing we wanted to ask about.
Yeah. We don't really have him that much anymore either.
Exactly. And if you offend John Gabris, then you've said something really bad, because that guy really seems to be down to clown, you know?
But you did the show in 2014. You're kind of a regular.
I know. It's interesting. 2014. God, it's a lifetime. We've lived through a deadly pandemic since then. Mm-hmm. You know,
some stuff has changed.
Recessions, you know, financial upswings, the crash of the market. You know, it's just been a lot that's gone on between then. And you're going to want to think about that. I haven't been on until now.
And I put absolutely no blame on you whatsoever for like what you did in that episode, like causing any of that stuff.
I appreciate that, because I have honestly, like, it's almost like when you have a very traumatic event and it gets buried so deep into your psyche. I have no memory of what
anyone
I said or did on that podcast.
I want to go on record. Anyone who tries to trace the results of the 2016 election back to your 2014 podcast appearance on Hollywood Handbook and some of the rhetoric you used is stretching. They are reaching, grasping at straws. It's barely related.
I can only hope that episode remains behind the paywall. That's all I can hope. And if I could pay to have it be put behind the paywall.
Mm-hmm, that's the real paywall now.
I would do that.
Keep our episodes.
Do you guys find that a lot of your guests offer to pay you to not release their episode? Because that would be one of those ding, 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 like we may be making
onto
people
something
feel threatened.
Financially. Yeah.
No. That if they're saying like, hey, please, and you go, well, you signed an NDA or you signed a contract, you know, which I thought was very strange that I was FedExed legal papers I had to sign.
It is a little unusual to sign an NDA.
It's
regarding
about a podcast.
Your podcast appearance, which will be, you know, ideally released, unless you want to make it worth our while to keep it.
Right. Like that now, you know, and again, I'm with my parents. It's been a long couple weeks, but like, I really, those are some warning bells that should have gone off for me. Like, what's going to be said, you know, what am I going to say?
Small talk question.
Sure.
Really the art of kind of like saying it without saying it, like say you have been in an empty room, mm-hmm. podcasting from an empty room for like weeks and weeks, and then suddenly like a couch appears in there.
Uh-huh.
And like you're just kind of like waiting for everyone to like, and it's really distracting from the show that there's mm-hmm. this couch there, and you're just like waiting for people to ask like to see you lounge on the couch. You know
uh-huh.
what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And like you don't offer it, like it's kind of selfish in a way. To be like, hey, like, do you guys want to see me go lounge on the couch? You wait for the other person to like ask for it. You know what I mean?
Just no, kind I don't. Like, so you're in it. So is this something that's happened to you? If we're going to be vulnerable, is this something that's happening to you?
Good question.
It's kind of interesting now that you mention it. Like, I have sort of been this whole time sort of unable to hear or see anything that's happening, because like in my head I'm just thinking like, when is he gonna go lounge on that damn
couch? He's
gotta
lie down, right?
I mean, we're talking about the couch. Yeah,
the volume of the couch is
got it, and you want to see him. So what you're saying is you gotta see him lay down on it.
Gotta see.
Do you want to see him nap on it, or just like see if
I just
want
to see
him? No, please don't fall asleep.
Yeah,
I'd like to see him start to drift off, catch himself.
It is a pull out.
Okay, so if you said that in an exchange, okay, so if mm-hmm. we're meeting for the first time and I said, oh, I love your couch,
it's a pull out.
Exact. That's going to be another one of those sexual warning bells that's going to go off in my head. And I'm going to.
Jessica, what happened?
You're probably.
Oh, my gosh. Jessica,
what happened?
Your fingy.
Oh, no. This is just a. a rubber band, guys.
You got it,
Jessica,
stuck?
What happened? Why? Why did you need a rubber band? Were things flying around, papers and things?
Guys, I am feeling so. I am trying to keep my rage down.
Me too. This guy won't lounge.
Straws.
That I have to stretch this so that I don't get enraged that I'm being, you know, my boundaries exactly are being invaded way. Every
the
5 seconds.
The couch is right there.
Getting Kurt violated.
Yeah.
I have a small talk question. So somebody brings up a movie.
Mm-hmm.
They go, have you seen, and we'll pick a movie. Have you seen Jumper? And they clearly want to talk about it.
Okay.
I haven't seen it, but I know what it is.
Great.
You know, is it more rude for me to go, no, I've never seen it, to be honest?
That's a great
or to tell a lie and go, sure, yeah, like just go ahead and tell me your thing you want to say about it. I'm not going to be lost and I don't really need to watch it. Is that lie okay?
Listen, it's first of all, lying is a huge part of small talk. I'm okay with lying because when someone said, but not in this case, okay? I know this is getting complicated, but if someone goes,
well, I didn't do it.
Right.
I mean, I did lie, but I didn't tell that lie.
Okay. It's okay to lie. For instance, let's say you're on an airplane, someone pulls out a John Clancy book. Tom Clancy.
Said I was in it.
What? You said you were in the movie?
I go.
You were like, oh, I was in it?
Go,
and you didn't even
know
what
the movie
was
about.
I'm in it. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then
I go, go home, watch it again.
Mm-hmm.
And then did that person say, like, what part were you? And
yeah,
you didn't know anything about
the
movie?
He said he's the main guy.
I'm the main guy when he's teleporting.
The main star.
Oh, so that's going to be... Oh, God. Is he unfolding the couch?
Ooh, the plastic is still hot. It's going to be hard to sleep.
Is that part of the kink? That the plastic's still on it?
Kink? Oh. I'm a little uncomfortable.
I mean,
that's inappropriate.
Sorry, you were talking about a Tom Clancy novel.
Yeah.
You were calling him John Clancy, but.
If someone pulls out a Tom Clancy novel, let's say you're on a plane and you see that, you could say, oh, is that a good one? And you would never read a Tom Clancy book in your life. Oh, mm-hmm. I've been meaning to read that. You could say
something
like that.
You wouldn't even learn his name.
No, I wouldn't even learn his name.
Clancy.
But you could tell that lie just because that kind of greases the wheels of conversation. And also, we love if
but
the
they're
other
trying
person
to read.
Is the expert.
But Jessica, they're trying to read.
No, I'm saying he's pulling out. No, you would never interrupt somebody on a plane reading and say, is that good? Or like close to their face.
What's happening now? How about now?
Exactly.
What's he saying?
No.
And how do they know each other?
And quite honestly, you two should never engage with somebody on a plane, especially if it's a person of the opposite sex. Because I have a feeling like you'd be court-martialed off that plane faster than you can say, you know, small talk.
So gender is binary for you.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. For me personally. Is this one of those clips you guys are going to release just like, you know, separate to everything?
We've been
fuck
getting
me.
Really good at that.
Is this the kind of shit? No, this is like...
We've been really working on our clips.
This is like the Pelican Brief where you guys, you know, again, I didn't see that. I know you were in it. One of you was in it. I forget which one.
I was the Pelican.
I was the Brief.
Okay, but you guys are trying to get me to say stuff that you can then hold over me and then make me pay you this ridiculous sum of money to not have you release this. So I don't release that is what I'm asking.
Yeah, I'm thinking of changing the name of the show. Great clips.
Jessica. So this book, it's not actually a book yet?
Fake or it's what is it?
It's not a book yet. We're writing a book for Malcolm Gladwell's company, Pushkin. Mm. It's going to be an audible. It's just audio. It's not going to be an actual book you can hold in your hand. It's just going to be our voices.
Have you been in
touch
with Malcolm directly?
No, unfortunately. Although I'm a huge fan.
I have questions for him if you do get...
I would absolutely never, ever introduce
you
to...
If you do
to,
make contact.
Nope. And in fact, like, honestly...
I have some things I'm curious about.
The deal's going to get blown as soon as they hear this episode.
You're in his book already.
Who is?
Will he be in yours? You're in Malcolm's book.
I am. I wasn't going to bring that up because I don't want any kind of connection to him through you.
It all comes through around. You. I'll tell you what. So when you finish the book, and I'm pulling it out on a plane, someone can start talking to me as long as I haven't opened it yet.
That's right. But you will never open this book because it's only audio. Okay?
CD case.
And you should never be playing
something. Like a podcast.
You should never be playing anything out loud on a plane. I hope you don't do that in the attempt to get attention.
No, I never want the attention to be on me. I wouldn't mind if it's on the very good song I discovered.
Okay. Yeah. You're not going to want to do that. You're never going to want to do that. Or like play a pod, you know, like I would never, especially your own podcast. You've never done that, have you? Played an episode of your own podcast like online for a coffee or something?
Not one with a guest.
Okay. So like that's weird. That's a red flag to people.
What was it like? What's the deal making process like for an audiobook? Who did you talk to over at Pushkin? What was you
well,
brought
you guys
to them?
Gonna try to? I don't. Again, like I'm not comfortable with sharing with you guys like any kind of like my professional context.
Just asking questions about your work.
Literally, you don't. Nope. You do not have to say the person's name. Just say their email.
I absolutely will not.
So I don't even care what their name is. Just like tell me what kind of email would you be
absolutely
would just, you be corresponding
just
with
asking
to make a deal like that?
No. Nope.
Basic questions, curious
nope.
about what you're
nope.
doing.
Can't
interested not
in
a
you.
Good advertisement for the book. Okay. To be honest.
Can't
I mean,
discuss it. Can't discuss it.
Ugh. If I'm like thinking about buying a book about small talk and then I hear the author was asked a nice question.
Guys,
got
this
pissed.
Is the thing though. It's like the money I'm gonna make on this deal, I'm going to end up paying you pieces of shit to not release this podcast. Like, do you know, like, everything's evaporating in front of me here in my cousin's summer house in New Hampshire. You know, like, I'm going to be sleeping on this asshole's floor just because you guys have held so much ransom over me.
Your cousin's an asshole?
Here, another clip. It's another clip.
Oh, my God.
I hope nobody sends it to your cousin.
Oh, my God. It's like L.A. Confidential, another movie I've never seen and I never will. But that's one.
I'm
oh,
I'm Al. Bye.
Hollywood Handbook.
That was a HeadGum podcast.